With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The man accused of shoving a stranger in front of an oncoming subway train, identified as 23-year-old Kamel Hawkins, who is now charged with attempted murder and second-degree assault. Surveillance video showed the 45-year-old victim standing by the edge of a platform before he was pushed. A law enforcement official told the New York Post the man survived because he fell perfectly in the trench, describing the near miss as an act of God. Hawkins currently has assault cases going through the courts. In June of 2019, he was charged with assault after he attacked a police officer. He also has charges for assault, harassment, and possession of weapons. NYPD also identifying the woman burned to death on a Brooklyn subway train earlier this month. Police say 61-year-old Debrina Kawam of Toms River, New Jersey, was sleeping on a train when a man approached, lit her on fire, and then watched her burn to death. Illegal immigrant 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda is charged with first-degree murder and arson. Also at SRNNews.com, revelers are gathering in New York City's Times Square to ring in the new year. Sherry White, who is in charge of One Times Square, where the ball drop takes place, goes over tonight's activities.
The ball goes up the post at 6 p.m. and it goes to the top where it sits at the top for the evening's events until 60 seconds before midnight when we begin the countdown. It comes down for 60 seconds, and then it disappears behind the numerals. It goes dark, and the numerals light up the new year.
Extra security is in place in New York City in the wake of an Islamist terror attack on a Christmas market in Germany last week. United Health Group is set to have a record financial year. This follows the murder of the insurance division's CEO, Brian Thompson. According to the Wall Street Journal, the healthcare company's CEO has quietly been informing executives that the company will see record numbers by the end of the year. This is SRN News. 2024 was the year that the UMC finally made a big decision.
Leaders of the denomination had been embracing gay marriage and homosexual ordination for years, but they finally decided to change the rule book. In the spring, delegates to the UMC General Conference voted to amend the Book of Discipline to allow same-sex marriages in the churches, finalizing a schism that had been going on publicly for some time. Hundreds of churches and thousands of individuals have quit the UMC over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria's civil war left one of the world's oldest synagogues partially destroyed. Now Syria's handful of remaining Jews are making pilgrimages to the building in a Damascus suburb where people from throughout the region once came to pray. Syria previously had one of the world's largest Jewish communities, but in past decades, their numbers dropped to just 9 in the capital. This is SRN News. For the final day of 2024, all three markets showed losses despite a strong yearly gain. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Major indexes closed mostly lower on Wall Street on the final day of another record-setting year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.4% Tuesday. The benchmark index racked up a gain of 23.3% for the year. That's the second straight year with gains of more than 20%, something that last happened in 1998. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 29 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.9%. Big tech stocks led this year's rally, pushing the Nasdaq Composite to a yearly gain of 28.6%. The Dow, which is far less weighted with tech, rose 12.9% for the year. Markets will be closed on Wednesday. Seth Sutel, New York.
Natural gas futures jumped Monday, hitting highs for the year after a colder-than-usual forecast for January. More details at SRNNews.com.